Good evening, everyone. Welcome and Merry Christmas to all of you and your family. We are happy to have our visitors with us this evening and also those of you who are watching on our live stream.
Yeah, they sing one little verse and then
watching on live stream. I just want to mention a couple of people. First of all, I'd like to mention our children who participated in our pre-service music. Evelyn Sulfridge, Madison and Jackson Clary, and Noelle and Madeline Vanderbilt. Also like to thank our musicians for this evening, Bryn Meister, Nan Furch, and Andy Lemaster. And also thanks to our fine Sunday school staff that has worked hard to prepare for this evening and works hard every week to prepare to teach our children God's Word. Cheryl Albrecht, Sarah Sulfridge, Ashley Bryn Todd and Kimberly Meister, Carrie Palma, Andy and John Ann Meister, Audrey Geisel, and Angie Rimmer.
Just a couple of other announcements. After service this afternoon, as we're being dismissed, or as you dismiss yourself, there'll be a Christmas bag for each of the children who are in grade school and younger. There are peanuts in the bags, but in the coffee room next to the kitchen, there are six bags there that do not have any peanuts in, and we've tried as best we could to keep them separate. So if you'd like a bag with no peanuts in, those are in the coffee room next to the kitchen. There is no offering during the service itself. If you'd like to make a Christmas Eve offering, there are some envelopes, and the offering plates are on the round table immediately as you leave the sanctuary. I wanted to mention in the service itself, when we sing Away in a Manger, it's listed as hymn number 68 in our red hymnal, Christian Worship. The children will sing the first verse, and then we'll join them for stanzas 2 and 3. But instead of singing the melody that's in the hymnal, we'll sing the words to the more familiar, older melody that most of us are more familiar with. And then finally, I'd like to invite all of you to our Christmas Day worship, our service of lessons and carols, scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10:15. So sit back and relax with joy in your heart and thankfulness to God for the gift of His Son, to hear our children tell us again the Christmas story, and as we join them. And again, if you look in the service itself, there are places where the children speak to the congregation, and then the congregation immediately responds with the verses that are printed there in the worship folder. God's blessings on your worship this afternoon.
Thank you.
praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Come and listen, all you who fear God. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us.
We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation.
So the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born.
And they in turn
would tell
their children.
Let us pray. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this evening fall way short of the praise we sinners owe you, our God, who left your throne in heaven to appear here in lowliness as our Savior. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed. Yet for our sakes, you endured far deeper humiliation than this, for you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death which we sinners deserve for our sins. Bless our children, that they may remain faithful to you throughout their lives, ever adoring you as their Lord and King, ever trusting you as their Savior, and ever serving you as their Master. Keep us all in the faith, and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines tonight so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere, that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all saints, we will sing your praise in perfect love through endless ages.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, several years ago it occurred to me that my children and other children like to hear the story about when they were born, or when they came into the family. And as I thought about that, I wondered if that too may have been Jesus' response as he was a little bit older, to ask Mary, tell me again about Bethlehem, about the night I was born. And that has brought us to this worship service, where we will listen as our children and as Mary and Joseph, or rather as Mary and Jesus, will tell us about that night in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. You know, children like to hear two kinds of stories. They like to hear stories that begin once upon a time. And I promise you that's the last time tonight you'll hear those words, because those words generally introduce a fairy tale, something that really is not true. And what they are going to tell us and what we are going to hear begins with the words, it came to pass. This is what the Lord says, as God through his holy writers reveals to us the events surrounding the birth of his son Jesus in the flesh and how we take that message out others. So in the parts of our service this evening, we'll hear the children and we'll participate as we hear once again, as Jesus asks his mother, tell me again about Bethlehem. We'll join now in singing hymn 46.
Thank you.
Tell me again about Bethlehem.
Mama, tell me again about Bethlehem, my heavenly Father above. Where did he send me into your world to be the gift of his love?
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he was in the house and line of David. We went up there to register. He and I were pledged to be married and were expecting you, Jesus.
It's not unusual for small towns to put up a sign at the edge of town telling us that somebody famous was born there. God put up a sign also before Jesus was born. God tells us that sign through the prophet Micah, that he chose a small town in Judah for the birthplace of his son.
Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
the manger.
Mama, tell me again about Bethlehem and the night I became your child. How did you happen to care for me, a baby so meek and so mild?
While we were there, the time came for you to be born. I gave birth to you and you're my first baby and my son. I wrapped you in cloths and placed you in a manger because there's no room for us to stay in the inn.
Thank you.
part three is tell me again about the angels.
Mama, tell me again about Bethlehem and the angels that filled the night. What did they say to the shepherds out there to explain this all-glorious sight?
But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. He will be wrapped in cloths and placed in a manger. But a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'"
These are the same heavenly messengers who gathered before the throne of God in Isaiah's vision of heaven. Their message this evening is the same as it was then. Our God is holy. Our God is in all his glory. And his glory fills the earth. We see God's holiness and his glory in the person of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Isaiah 6:3. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory."
Jesus came to remove our guilt. Jesus came and paid for our sins in full by being the sacrifice that God required as the full payment for those sins.
Isaiah.
Jesus' saving work cleanses us, and through the gospel in word and sacrament.
Isaiah 6:7. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for."
It is the saving gospel that gathers us into the growing church. The church continues to grow through that powerful message of Jesus Christ, our Savior. It is Jesus alone who is the source of the church's life and growth. In Jesus, we have our shelter. We have our refuge. By Jesus, through the means of grace, we grow strong in our saving faith. And through Jesus, we hear the truth, and by that truth, bear the fruits of our faith.
Ezekiel 17:22b-23. I myself will take a shoot from the very top of the cedar and plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter in the shade of its branches. Jeremiah 33:13-16. In those days, and at that time, I will make a righteousness branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called: the Lord our righteousness.
Thank you.
tell me again about the shepherds.
Mama, tell me again about Bethlehem and the shepherds who came to see. What did they find when they came to my side? What did they think about me?
When the angels have left and gone into heaven, when the angels have left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Joseph and me and you, our baby, lying in the manger. When they had seen you, they spread the word concerning about what we had said about you. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
When the shepherds went to Bethlehem, they rejoiced to find things just exactly as the angels had told them. These were people who were looking forward to the promise of God and rejoiced to see that, in fact, God had kept his word just as he said he would. So they went up to see that sight, as do we when we come to see our Savior, and with them we go out and tell others about that Savior who has come from heaven, and we look forward also to being in heaven.
Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yeah.
In part 5, we hear Jesus ask his mother once again, "Tell me again about your thoughts."
"Mama, tell me again about Bethlehem, what you know of God's love. How did you feel just after you learned what the shepherds had heard from above?"
"So I treasured up all these things and pondered them in my heart."
The angel Gabriel had told Mary what to expect. He told her that the Lord had a great purpose for her. And Mary fulfilled that wonderful purpose. She said, "May it be to me as the Lord had said," and went about going ahead and following the Lord's direction through many hardships to be Jesus' mother. And yet, she experienced great and deep joy and satisfaction. A great joy and satisfaction that we experience that comes from faithfully serving the Lord.
Reading God's word that the mother of Christ was chosen by
Mama, tell me again about Bethlehem, what other people thought, what happened then inside their hearts by the news the shepherds brought.
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them.
Let us now go and tell others and share with them the good news of Jesus' birth, life, and death, that we might show everyone what God has done for us in Jesus Christ.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age.
Thank you, Mary, and Jesus, prophets, and angels, for telling us again the Christmas story. It is a story for every day, not just one day. It is a story of love given and of love received and now of love shared. God has given his loved one to us, Jesus Christ. Now we go and tell them and share that love that we know as so they can share that hope and that certainty of heaven with us.
For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
I'll ask the congregation and the children to please stand. I invite you to join me in confessing our saving Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. You can find that on page 19 in the front of our red hymnal, Christian Worship. I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation, may be seated.